As a man, I ain't never been much for sunny days. I'm as calm as a fruit stand in New York, maybe a strange. But when the color goes out of my eyes, it's usually the change. Yeah, but damn, Sam, I love a woman that reigns. Clear as a bell and sounds an old engineer. Clear as a bell and sounds an old engineer. With talented breezes that blow off your hat with a sneer. As a man, I ain't never been much for talking to. I'm as open as the door in her house that leads to her room. But when the color goes out of my eyes, she's usually too. Yeah, but damn, Sam, my love, a woman that's blue. Yeah, but damn, Sam, my love, a woman that's blue. As a man, I ain't never been much for sunny days. I'm as calm as a fruit stand in New York, maybe a strange. But when the color goes out of my eyes, it's usually the change. Yeah, but damn, Sam, my love, a woman that rains. Yeah, but damn, Sam, my love, a woman that reigns. Yeah, but damn, Sam, my love, a woman that reigns.
Thanks.
I don't know where R2-D2 is tonight. I'm not really sure he's out on the piss. I think I already told you guys this, but I got this really good idea about the third Star Wars episode, about who should be cast in it. I was thinking that... fuck. Well, that was a good one. I was thinking that it should be cast like this. So you get Quentin Tarantino to, like, do the whole thing. Because the guy that's doing it is just fucking it up. Yeah. No, it's true, man, you know. Mainly because they hoard out fucking Boba Fett's dad in the last one, which is wrong. It's Boba Fett. And then, so I was thinking that we should get Joe Pesci to play Han Solo. Oh, that would be kick fucking ass. Imagine him, what do you fucking mean there's a problem with the Falcon? The fuck? Pulls out a knife, you know? No, but, and then more importantly, you would get Marianne Faithfull to play Princess Leia. She'd be like, darling, I think I've got the Force, but fuck it. Let's go have a laugh. She would be so fucking sexy as fucking Princess Leia. Unbelievable. Fuck Carrie Fisher, man. Give me some Marianne Faithfull. And then you'd have to get, and then you could get Tony Soprano to play Jabba the Hutt. After extensive, you know, working out. And then he would, like, commandeer R2-D2 as his personal ashtray. It would come over, go, he'd be like, do-do-do-do-do, and his head would come off, and he'd be like, anyway, boys, let's get Han Solo. Like, I don't know, he's got a switchblade. Fuck him. Fuck him, that rat bastard, that intergalactic rat bastard. Fuck him. And then Marianne's like, can you fucking keep it down? I'm trying to have a fucking kip, would you? It'd be brilliant. It'd be great. It'd be awesome. But I don't think that they're going to do that. I sent off a simple inquiry, and I didn't get a response. But I'm still waiting to hear back from the Lucasfilm people. It could be my big breakthrough that I've been waiting on. Yeah, thanks. Got to go stick with the burgers. You're absolutely fucking right. I'll go make one now. Where's R2 when you need him? I'm mashing all over the place. Anyway, so this goes out to the family of Boba Fett. And I want you to know that you are not an intergalactic whore. You are really fucking cool. And I firmly believe in you. And every time I get so fucking high I can't barely see, I look at that suit and I think, who made that? Even if Yoda thinks he's a wanker.